Welcome to Axiom 777. Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm your host, Ken Ham. Welcome to Axiom 777. And on today's episode, we'll be going through abnegation article number 2. Now, I know you are all excited. However, I highly encourage you to listen to my first article if you haven't already. That way, you can follow what is going on in the subsequent articles. These articles all correlate with each other, so if you haven't heard the one previous to the one you are listening to, then you may get a little confused. However, if you are all good, then give yourself a cup of hot chocolate, a scone, and a fire in the fireplace as we get to abnegation article 2. Article 2. Independence, a powerful word that speaks volumes. However, what are we to do whenever that state of independence is taken? I will tell you that those who saw this occur to them responded with action, not complacency. I seek to do the same as we in AGS now stand on the precipice of permanently losing the freedom and independence of parties that we have for so long enjoyed. The Bull Moose Party is a party that functions as a smokescreen. There are so many people giving a positive report that the true nature of the party and the merge is hidden. Much like how the Soviets used propaganda to exaggerate the blessings of communism in order to deceive weaker nations into joining them. It is the same concept here. There is no freedom in this system, only bondage. What many may not be aware of is that the caucuses do not compensate for the utter and complete lack of parties. The definition of a caucus is a conference of members of a legislative body who belong to a particular party or faction, whereas the definition of a party is a formally constituted political group, typically operating on a national basis, that contests elections and attempts to form or take part in a government. What is to be done if there are members of a constitutionalist caucus but there is no constitutionalist party? What you have is a group of people who hold a certain ideology just gathering together like they are a club, however they hold no independence. Everyone is congested in little corners talking amongst themselves, but they are still part of the whole. There are no libertarians, there are no Democrats, there are only people who hold that ideology. There are no parties, only the Bull Moose Party. Let me elaborate further. Say you have three houses with three families. One family believes in Christianity, the other is Hindu, and the last is atheist. They all can lead their houses in the way they see fit. They have independence. If one house wants to go to the grocery store and buy bread, they are free to do so without the input nor interference of any other except those that are in that house. Each can believe in whom they want and they can honor whoever they desire. But take this into consideration. The house is burned down and the families are left stranded. The only option is for them to live in one massive mansion together. The entire dynamic of the families has now changed. While the Christians may have liked to pray to Jesus before meals, the atheist has no such interest, and the Hindu father is angered that his family is exposed to such heresy. This is a house divided and it cannot stand. This is a nightmare waiting to happen. And that is only the tip of the iceberg. The real issue is now each family must take into consideration that their customs and way of life may not now be acceptable in the new environment they find themselves trapped in. Whereas the Hindu refuses to eat beef, the atheist enjoys it to a degree almost intolerable to the Hindu. This is the situation that we find ourselves as members of the Bull Moose Party. We members of the BMP, who were once a diverse group of individuals with power, potential, and independence, now find ourselves stripped of our titles, stripped of our power, stripped of the pride that we once carried as constitutionalists, libertarians, and Democrats. What we have now in exchange is a massive group of people all shoved together like fish in a fishbowl, prevented from truly attaining a level of power and influence as individuals. This merge has not freed us, rather it has put us in chains and must be abolished. We have been thrust into an unwanted alliance by force. This must end. The power of the party must be restored. We cannot stand by and watch the values and independence that we once enjoyed being dragged off into the horizon, never to be seen again. There is still time. Stand, speak, exercise your rights. What shall others have us do? In the words of Patrick Henry, is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? I ask you all the same question this day, and today my answer is the same as Henry's. Forbid it, Almighty God. We must do all we can, for the time is short and the hour is late. Only united can we bring down the BNP, which, if left unopposed, will forever stand as a haunting gravestone over the parties of AGS and our beloved independence. Well, there it is. I hope you all enjoyed Article 2, and I hope it gave you some insight as to what's going on here in AGS. If you enjoyed, then please stay tuned for the future articles yet to come. I should have Article 3 out for you guys sometime next week, so mark your calendars for that. Also, Candid Conversations with Candidates will be taking place this Friday afternoon. Stop by then if you would like to hear what your candidates believe in and why they think you should vote for them. Also, as Thanksgiving is coming up tomorrow and many of you all are traveling to and fro, I bade you all safe trips and hearty meals with family. Thank you all for tuning into Axiom 777. I'm your host, Ken Ham. Good night.